This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Waging war on corruption. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Saudi Arabia won't take one Syrian refugee when they finance the five-year war to overthrow that country. Saudi Arabia executes gays every week, chops their heads off. Saudi Arabia is financing all sorts of control, mosques being built all over the world, taking Islamic areas that aren't that radical, radicalizing them. Our government's totally in love with it, overthrows governments that are secular like Saddam Hussein, comparatively speaking. And you go back to the untold story behind Saudi Arabia's 41-year U.S. debt secret. I was told this 20 years ago on air by Patriots. It's now all been declassified. Here's another one. Saudi Arabia warns of economic fallout if Congress passes 9/11 bill. The 28 pages. Saudi Daily. Satanic bills allows kingdom to be sued. Will open the gates of hell for U.S. U.S. secretly destroyed evidence in trial of accused 9/11 masterminds. And Hillary has gotten 20% of her funding, according to the Associated Press, from Saudi Arabia alone. How could any, quote, feminist out there who claims they care about women be for Hillary when she's in the hip pocket of the Gulf states, Dr. Warner?
Well, you know, you and I will use the term feminist, but I'm not so sure there's any feminists left. How can you call yourself or if there are feminists, they seem to be concerned with the fact that if a woman has an MBA, then she should be the chief executive officer. They love to talk about that glass ceiling.
It's all about power grabs. It's not about actually taking care of anybody.
It really isn't, because how can... There are several classes of people in the United States that I condemn broadside, which means they're not everybody, but I say 90 to 95%. They're feminist and clergy, because the feminist will tolerate somehow or another and make nice with Islam or accept its treatment of women, which is brutal and wrong. And yet, have we ever seen any marches by feminists? I was noted with amusement that liberals are signing a petition to put urinals in the women's bathroom. So they can get caught up in things that have to do with feminism or femininity like that.
Total mindless distractions. Or they're mad that they'll henpeck a woman who wants to stay home with her kids so they get brought up better. But then they're fine if Saudi Arabia has women in pens.
You know, Alex, you keep trying to ask me these questions as though I'm going to be able to make sense out of them all. But I cannot explain why women who are otherwise good people will sit there and go to an interfaith gathering and hear women talk about how wonderful that Islam was the first to give women their rights, that Islam protects women. So listen to all these things that Islam is supposed to be good for women and just sit there. And like baby birds, when the mother bird feeds them, they drop the worm down the mountain.
Meanwhile, ISIS is selling six-year-olds into sex slavery and gets Saudi Arabian approval. I'm going to throw up.
You know, you're reaching the point where I'm going to teach you a phrase which the professionals in my business use. You cannot make this crap up. I'm serious. I mean, I deal with professionals around the world, and occasionally we all just shake our heads and go, we can't make this up. How would you do this? Islam is, when you enter the world of Islam, you enter a world in which everything has two meanings and everything is upside down. And everything you think you know, it's the opposite of that. It's like Islam is permanent opposite day.
It's like, I'm going to go kill all these gay people, but they have sex with men. And it's just, but it's okay because we did it this way, but these guys got to die because they did it that way. And we're liberal, by the way, so shut up. The guy's a Democratic Party voter, so he goes and kills a bunch of Democrats.
You know, and by the way, did you ever think about this? My bet is that most of the people who were killed in the Orlando shooting were Obama voters. But you know, we're laughing here, and yet the truth of the matter is, Islam is the enemy of the liberal, the conservative, the progressive, the left.
It's, I think it's the enemy of itself. My God, who wants to live under the way those countries are? I feel sorry for the Muslims trying to flee to get away from it. I guess they'd be called heretics from Islam. Dr. Bill Warner, have a great week coming up. Thank you for joining us. Boy, spot on with his warnings. And look, I'm hitting all the Islam stuff real hard right now because the clash of civilizations is coming down, folks. It's getting bad.
DarkCityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain, at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world.
There is a war against Christianity. Fight back with EPH612.com, the only clothing line for strong Christian men of faith. EPH612.com clothing is premium quality, 100% made in the USA, and has free shipping on all orders. Wear the brand made for Christian warriors. Visit EPH612.com for truth in Christian clothing.
Guys, if you've been using or wanting to try Viagra but are worried about the costs, we have great news. Now you can finally get real results at huge discounts with our Healthy Men alternative to the little blue pill. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get results for a fraction of the price? Call today and get 40 pills for only $99. Others cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want real results at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill for Viagra when you can get real results for less than $3 per pill. Call 800-308-7553 today and save over $500. You can have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Call right now and we'll rush you your supply delivered discreetly to your door. Just call 800-308-7553. That's 800-308-7553. Again, 800-308-7553.
Hi, I'm 54 years of age, and at Christmas time last year, a resident I take care of at work accidentally rolled over my right foot with his motorized scooter. I was backed into a corner, and he put it in reverse and did it again. The bones in my foot weren't actually broken, but damage was done. The remedy was to just let the foot heal on its own, and this was expected to take many weeks. As a caregiver, I do a lot of walking, and I was sort of okay when I was in motion. It's when I stopped to rest that I really felt the pain. The pain was there getting out of bed in the morning too. So I got on the One World Way a few weeks back and I just had to write this testimony. No more pain. Nothing. I can only attribute this to the One World Way since I haven't introduced anything else into my life. This product is a true godsend. It gives me energy and did whatever magic this stuff does to heal my poor foot. I will take One World Way for life. Sincerely, Holly.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that.
All right, I'm about to hand the baton to David Knight, who is in the studio right next door to me. Again, I'm Alex Jones, your host. If you tuned into this broadcast the first time, we're not liberal. We're not conservative. I'm just an American who wants to live in a free country and a free world. I believe in innovation. I believe in private property. I believe in classical liberal ideas of live and let live, like Thomas Jefferson. The modern liberal wants to control your speech with political correctness and wants to accept any outside culture, even if it's tyrannical, like Orthodox Islam, and wants to persecute you if you don't submit to it. New liberalism is a hate of the West. Basically, the hate of their daddy. Anything that looks like their daddy, they hate. It's a blow it up and start all over and let a bunch of lazy, snot-nosed social justice warriors with four worthless degrees apiece and $500,000 in debt run our lives. It's a bunch of lazy, miserable, stupid pseudo-intellectuals that get together and basically take over society and civilization. But the reason I'm talking right now is this. I'm doing my first Reddit Ask Me Anything tonight, and that is at 6 to 8 o'clock. InfoWars Nightly News will be on right in the middle of it, so you can tune into that as well. But InfoWars.com/AMA is the page that you can go to, and you'll find that commercial-free two-hour transmission that we're doing. We're going to air some excerpts of it in the next week on the daytime show that airs 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. So, coming up, 6 o'clock tonight, we will kick that off. The feeds will be at InfoWars.com/show, but also InfoWars.com/AMA. Now, we're about to hand the baton to David Knight here. So much has happened. There's David Knight right there. He's in the other studio. If you're a Facebook Mentions viewer, or if you're watching us on cable stations like in Houston, or watching us over the Internet, or listening to us on the radio, we are multimedia, truly independent, teleprompter-free, independent, red-blooded Americans, very race, color, and creed, who want to be free and want to be able to live and let live. And I've been on a jag lately because of these jihad attacks on the fact that we are letting more and more radical Muslims in, letting them attack and covering up when they attack, and that a worldwide jihad has been officially announced and kicked off, a major offensive by ISIS in Saudi Arabia because the West started pulling away from Saudi Arabia in the last 3 years, led by the U.S. Army, saying we're not backing al-Qaeda and ISIS 4 years ago. You heard all that here. You learned all that here. Long before Cy Hirsch came on 6 months ago and said, we were right, this is true, incredible. I don't like being the person breaking news like that. It's dangerous. I did it because I have a responsibility. There is a war with criminal elements in our government, like Hillary Clinton, allied with Saudi Arabia. And there's other special interests, too. But Saudi Arabia is activating terror networks worldwide, and trying to hold us hostage, and the left in Europe said, yeah, we'll work with you, Saudi Arabia, and brought in 5 million people, a lot of them sleeper cells, to try to then declare civil emergencies against nationalists when the jihadists attack. So that's the big secret of what's going on. Now, you won't be able to hear David Knight in here because I have an earpiece, so let's go back in to the control room so we hear a few minutes of David Knight's response to what I just said. And then we will hand the baton fully to David Knight, and I'll be back this evening, InfoWars.com/AskMeAnything/AMA, or just go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. You can't miss the links. We'll send it out on Twitter. We'll tweet it out, Real Alex Jones. And we're also going to send the links out in the InfoWars Insider newsletter, InfoWars.com/newsletter. Go there, throw your email in, and we can hit you with the link so you never miss anything, especially special events. So let's now go to David Knight. David Knight, please give me your take on what I just said, and then I am unplugging here, so the last 45 minutes is yours.
Alex, that's exactly right. You know, what we're looking at is, in the wake of this shooting, the left, Obama, Hillary Clinton, have tried to turn this into a gun control issue, but this is truly a border control issue. If you can't control the borders, if you're not willing to vet people who you're letting into this country, then what use is it going to be to even attempt to try to do gun control?
And I'm glad you said that, because they keep saying, Alex, you said this is tied to the refugees. This guy's a citizen, like they were saying this morning. A Frenchman stabbed and killed two today. He was from Algeria or Morocco.
And there was no gun involved
there. It's not a Frenchman. It's not exactly. But yeah, this guy's parents were Mujahideen, al-Qaeda types. He came here. He was radicalized at home. He wasn't an American. He hated us. It makes my point. They're launching the jihad. So whether it's a guy that was here 20 years or whether it was somebody who got here 6 months ago, like the wife of the San Bernardino shooter, this is a jihad, and they hate the left more than anybody because they're twisted and classically, in a way, somewhat conservative. But it's all schizophrenic, like have sex with men under the booga booga. But if you don't do it that way, then you kill them. So it's all schizophrenic horse crap, okay, an illiberal bull by a bunch of pseudo-intellectual fops. I'm sorry. You just made a point I meant to make. I'm glad you made it, because they keep spinning it and saying, oh, we don't want to control the borders. This guy was already here, and it wasn't Islam, and it's all bull. Sorry, David, go ahead.
Well, you know, Alex, when you look at that French situation, and whether or not these people are first or second generation, there's an article that I'm going to talk about today via Drudge Report talking about more than half of the deadly attacks in the last decade have been done by second generation. We're going to talk about why that is. There's a good reason for that. And when we talk about what's going on, I saw comments from people, hey, he wasn't an immigrant. And these guys who shot up Paris weren't immigrants either. That's part of the problem, though, is how they bring the people in. But you got Hillary Clinton coming in and saying gun control is the only way to stop terrorists from getting the tools they need. And it's like, no, You have to worry, if you're going to let terrorists into your country without any kind of vetting, without any kind of control, the least of your worries is going to be them getting some kind of a semi-automatic weapon. What you really need to be worried about is that they're going to come in and use nuclear, biological, or chemical. Those are the real weapons of war. And what we saw in France, we saw a jihadi coming in using the weapons of jihad. What was he using? He was using a knife, and he was using Facebook. Now, do we need to ban knives? And do we need to ban Facebook? Are those the problems? He stabs the French officer, and this is a police commander. And this guy who committed this terrorist act was under observation already. So even though the police have him under observation, and they always say that, they say, yeah, we knew about him. I guess they don't want to pretend that they're ignorant. I guess it's better to say you're incompetent. But you need to know everything. You just don't want to be, I guess that's an excuse for being incompetent. But nevertheless, this guy was a known criminal. They said he was under observation, but he stabs the officer in the stomach, goes into the house, holds his wife hostage, eventually slits her throat in front of the three-year-old child. The two of them are bleeding out in front of the child, and this guy is filming it and putting it on Facebook and encouraging others to do the same. So let me ask you, is the problem a gun? Guns weren't involved there. The guns were involved. At one point, the police showed up, and they put an end to it, saving the life of the three-year-old by shooting this guy with a gun. That's where the guns come in. And you see, it's always when the people with guns get there, the good guys with the guns stop the bad guys with the knives, with the nuclear weapons, with the biological weapons, with the chemical weapons, with their guns, whatever they choose to use. The issue is not gun control. The issue is border control. If you refuse to control the border, you will have these problems. Now, we're going to talk about that a little bit more. We're going to talk about some of the issues that show that it is border control. We're going to talk about what's coming up with gun control as well, because we've now got David Petraeus. He keeps betraying us. The regular at Bilderberg. And of course, you saw Rob Du chasing him down the streets in Dresden, Germany, at Bilderberg as Petraeus was running. It reminded me of, remember George H.W. Bush? Remember he ran, when he ran for president, everybody said, wait a minute, this guy doesn't believe in anything Ronald Reagan campaigned on. He criticized Ronald Reagan's lowering taxes, and he said, George Bush at the time said, no, that's nothing but voodoo economics. And so everybody was skeptical that George Bush would raise taxes, because Ronald Reagan lowered them quite a bit. Remember, Bernie Sanders says, hey, taxes were 90% under Reagan. Yeah, before he lowered them. That's what he inherited. And then he lowered them to two brackets that were very, very low, somewhere in the 20s. And but, of course, Bernie would take it back there. Hillary would take it back there. And, of course, George H.W. Bush raised them quite a bit. As soon as, when he campaigned, he said, read my lips, no new taxes. Remember that? And then as soon as he got elected, he pushed through what then was the largest tax increase ever. George the First did, George H.W. Bush. And when he was asked about it, he kind of did the same thing that David Petraeus did to Rob Du there in Dresden. He was out jogging, and he just smirked at the reporters, and he said, read my hips. And he kept jogging. So I guess that's what David Petraeus was saying to Rob Du. Read my hips. I'm not going to talk to you. But what is David Petraeus doing now? David Petraeus is now betraying the veterans. Yes, he is leading a new gun control group that is going to focus on getting guns away from the veterans. And notice how he spends it. He says it's for their safety. CNN reports that says, 70% of the suicides of veterans are done with guns. So we need to take the guns away from veterans, and we've got this multi-star, I don't know how many stars they eventually gave this bureaucrat. He is nothing but a bureaucrat. I don't know how many stars they gave David Petraeus before he was eventually busted for selling secrets. But now they trot out this general, and they trot out also McChrystal, who was also there in Afghanistan. Remember, McChrystal has come out and said, hey, there's no way that you need to have military weapons in the United States in the hands of civilians. He said that multiple times. And he comes out, he talks about the velocity of the bullet and all this other kind of stuff. It's like, wow, I'm supposed to be impressed by that. Well, let's talk about the velocity of government control, okay? At the time of the revolution, when the Second Amendment was written, it was always about military weapons. Throughout history, they have always tried to take the state-of-the-art weapons away from the people in the populace. Okay, they banned crossbows from the people in England. They let them have longbows, but not crossbows. Stay with us. We're going to be right back. We're going to talk about Hillary getting busted by the Russians. Was it her private server at the DNC? We'll be right back.
Guys, are you tired of being tired, frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all-natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, this fourth hour of June 14th, Tuesday. I'm David Knight, and we're going to be talking about a variety of subjects. We've got a special report coming up in the next segment from John Bowne about the Orlando attack. A great special report. We're going to be playing that in the long segment Also, I'm going to be talking about what's happening with Brexit, because Brexit is really about global governance. Brexit right now is a key issue of turning back and unraveling this plan of global consolidation. And, of course, Donald Trump is another part of that issue as well, but that's going to be a few months from now. Brexit is coming up next week, and already we see in panic, we see the German banks have dropped into negative interest rates for the first time ever. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about what's going on with the polls and Brexit just a week away from that election, whether or not Britain is going to leave the European Union or not, as well as looking at the next step. You see, if you don't start to break down the European Union and these other economic trade groups that they put together, that's the way they pull together and take away your sovereignty. First, they take away the control of your economy with these economic agreements, because these aren't simply free trade agreements. Anybody that sells you that, as we have been talking about this for a very long time, anybody says this is free trade is simply lying to you. Senator Sessions laid it out for people. He laid it out for Donald Trump, who understands this. We've talked about this multiple times. This is about global consolidation. First, they consolidate you economically. Then they control your economy outside of your country. Then they create crises. In response to those crises, they say, well, now we need to take further sovereignty away from you. So we're going to take a look at how the TPP is being used by the bankers to consolidate control and what they will do if this doesn't start to unravel. See, if Britain leaves, it's going to kick off a lot of referenda from a lot of different countries in the European Union that aren't being served by this, that understand they're getting a bad deal. We're also going to talk about some banker suicides. It's not just interest rates that are falling. We got actual bankers who are falling out of windows. Very interesting story. Of course, we covered this when it started happening a couple of years ago, all the rash of bankster suicides. Now the mainstream media is talking about it. Very interesting story from the New York Post that goes into the details of one of these particular suicides. I think you'll find that very interesting. Now, Alex was talking about this article we have on Infowars.com from Zero Hedge. Saudi Arabia has funded 20% of Hillary's presidential campaign. This is a claim from the Saudi crown prince. Not the clown prince, the Saudi crown prince, okay? And by the way, it should be illegal for them to do this, but of course, being illegal is never a hindrance to Hillary Clinton. And when we look at the extraordinary influence that foreign governments have, and of course, they always go to are the people who have the most to gain by controlling us, people like the Saudis or people like the Chinese. That's where the Clintons go to raise their funds, because that's where they can multiply their leverage, okay? And as we're in the middle of Ramadan, as we've been reminded by this terrorist attack, remember that a couple of years ago there was a lot of consternation about the fact that Obama had Ramadan ceremonies within the White House. You know, he wasn't the first one to do that. The first one to do that was Hillary Clinton. February 1996, the end of Ramadan. It's the Eid celebration, I guess is how you pronounce it, E-I-D. I'm not Muslim, if you might have guessed, okay? She comes out and she says, this is an historic occasion, the first EID celebration ever at the White House, okay, to celebrate the end of Ramadan. That was in 1996. Subsequent to that, they held it every year in the Clinton White House. And then, of course, George Bush kept up the tradition through all the Bush years. See, it's not just a Democrat thing. You got people like the Bushes who are in the pocket of the Saudis as well. And, of course, it was Republicans and Henry Kissinger. It was Nixon and Kissinger who put the Saudis in the catbird seat as far as our currency is concerned. Remember Bretton Woods, too? They said, we're not going to be on the gold standard anymore. Instead, we got this new deal. We've got the petrodollar. We are going to, we've worked out this deal with the Saudis. They are going to prop up our currency by valuing all the oil and dollars, and then they agree to buy all these T-bill notes from us. And in exchange, we're going to do everything we can to keep the Saudi family in power. Now we see, as we've got the 9/11 report, the secret 28 pages, is there's been an effort for 15 years by the people who were leaders in the Senate, and we've got congressmen and senators saying we need to release this information. The American public needs to know what Saudi Arabia's involvement in 9/11 was. We have the CIA chief, Brennan, going to Saudi Arabia, going on Saudi television, and assuaging their fears. After the Saudis have threatened to blackmail us, they're clearly afraid of what might be revealed. But don't worry, Brennan, the CIA director, is going to cover for you, just like Hillary Clinton. That's the criminals in the White House in the pockets of the Saudis and the other Muslims. We'll be right back.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com.
Guys, if you've been using or wanting to try Viagra but are worried about the costs, we have great news. Now you can finally get real results at huge discounts with our Healthy Men alternative to the little blue pill. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get results for a fraction of the price? Call today and get 40 pills for only $99. Others cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want real results at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill for Viagra when you can get real results for less than $3 per pill. Call 800-308-7553 today and save over $500. You can have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Call right now and we'll rush you your supply delivered discreetly to your door. Just call 800-308-7553. That's 800-308-7553. Again, 800-308-7553.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this fourth hour, Tuesday, June 14th, 2016. We've got a great report from our reporter, John Bound, on the Orlando shooting that we're going to go to in just a moment. Before we do, I wanted to read you something from probably my closest friend back in North Carolina. He's had some health issues, and so we talked to him about doing some things like liver cleanse. He took that diet for several days and used the liver cleanse, and he just sent me an update. He said, hey, I just want to give you guys an update. I'm feeling pretty amazing. I think this is what it must be to feel young again. I think the liver cleanse is the single best, fastest thing I've done for my health that has made the most perceptible difference in how I feel. He said, that's even more significant because it's in spite of a bad cold and arrhythmia. He's suffering from some heart arrhythmia. As a matter of fact, he's being monitored right now to see what the issue is. He says, I lost 6 or 7 pounds, could definitely see it in my face. Still, the primary benefit is in how I feel. Or maybe the weight loss is part of feeling lighter. But I wonder how much is water weight that would come back after resuming regular eating. I don't know. But I got to believe my liver can metabolize better without so many stones clogging it. So that's a personal friend of mine who's done the liver cleanse and is very happy with it. As a matter of fact, he's tried several supplements that we sell and is very happy with it, as I am. I use all this stuff as well. That's one of the reasons why we encouraged him to try that. Also, I want to let you know that we have at the InfoWars store a sale now on the Alexa Pure water filters. 20% off at the InfoWarsStore.com. All Alexa Pure water filters are now 20% off, and this is just for a limited time. From the super high-quality gravity-fed Alexa Pure Pro water filter filtration system to the shower filters. Now is the time to stock up for the lowest price. And again, just rid of 99.9999%. There you go, Herman Cain. That's 99.999% of bacteria, disinfectants, volatile organic contaminants, and hormones. But this is for real. His tax plan wasn't, but this filter system is. You can get this now, all these filter products, like I said, from the gravity-fed large, the biggest system, all the way down to the shower filters, 20% off all Alexa Pure water filters at InfoWarsStore.com for a limited time only. Let's go to this report from John Bound, Orlando. America under attack by its own government.
In the wee hours of June 12th, 29-year-old Omar Mateen, a registered Democrat, unleashed a jihad attack on the Pulse nightclub in Orlando, Florida, killing 49 and wounding 53 in the worst mass killing event in U.S. history.
Well, what Rodney, who is my friend who was a bartender that got shot three times, said in his own words is that when he was there, he specifically witnessed the assailant coming in. He saw that this guy, he didn't think he was going to be a threat. He just saw him coming in. So then moments after that, pulls out a rifle with semi-automatic capabilities and was shooting, you know, big caliber bullets. As soon as that happens, he literally hears the sound of bullets hitting people's skin, bullets piercing flesh, bullets breaking bones, people screaming, people crying, people in pandemonium. The other guy said that there was bodies dropping everywhere, and that the thing with Ronnie said that was so crazy to him is that the person that he was serving in front of him, the person he was bartending with, died in front of him.
The amount of gunshots, and like, you know, you were trying to find out, I believe that there was more, yes, because...
So you believe there's more than one gunman there?
I believe that.
Omar Mateen, a U.S.-born citizen, had gradually self-radicalized. He had abused his first wife, yet no charges were filed. Unhinged behavior was reported by coworkers, but ignored because he was Muslim. And Mateen was interviewed by the FBI three times, but never put on any kind of list. He also traveled to Saudi Arabia twice to visit Mecca. Mateen worked as a security officer for a major DHS contractor, as counter-jihad reports. The Orlando nightclub terrorist, who pledged allegiance to ISIS, worked almost a decade for a major Department of Homeland Security contractor, raising alarms that ISIS sympathizers and agents have infiltrated the federal agency set up after 9/11 to combat terrorists. G4S uses fortified buses to transport hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants from city to city and from cities to the U.S.-Mexican border. But earlier this month, Judicial Watch revealed G4S has been quietly moving and releasing van loads of illegal aliens away from the border to interior American cities. The security contractor also provides security guards and other security services for 90% of U.S. nuclear facilities. If anyone was a perfect candidate for being put on a watch list by the FBI or the DHS, it was Omar Mateen. Even his father is suspect, who pretended to be president of Afghanistan and also said gays should be killed. And the local imam in the Islamic community Mateen was a part of called for the death of gays.
Death is the sentence. I mean, look, there's nothing to be embarrassed about this. Death is the sentence.
The same mosque that Hillary Clinton herself blocked from being investigated. Kit Daniels writes, the Fort Pierce Islamic Center, where Mateen worshipped several times a week, was under investigation by both the FBI and the DHS as early as 2011 for ties to a worldwide Islamic movement known as Tablighi Jamal, which was linked to several terrorist organizations. But according to WorldNet Daily, the investigation was shut down under pressure from the Clinton-ran State Department and DHS's Civil Rights and Civil Liberties Office out of fear of offending Muslims, according to recently retired DHS agent Philip Haney. And now, Omar's brother-in-law is mocking our Second Amendment rights with his liberal swill posted on social media. Mateen's brother-in-law, Mustafa Abbasin, even went so far as to call Trump a Nazi and a racist. Breitbart reports, based on 2014 data, the most recent available data from the Department of Homeland Security, the number of green cards issued to Middle Eastern countries increased by 32%. The number of green cards issued to Afghan migrants increased by 379% in the course of that single year. Hillary Clinton has made clear that under a Clinton presidency, these numbers will grow substantially higher. Based on the minimum numbers Clinton has put forth thus far, the U.S. will resettle 730,000 permanent migrants from the Muslim world during her first term alone, adding up to be larger than the population of Washington, D.C.
Today marks the most deadly shooting in American history. The shooter was apparently armed with a handgun and a powerful assault rifle. This massacre is therefore a further reminder of how easy it is for someone to get their hands on a weapon that lets them shoot people in a school or in a house of worship or a movie theater or in a nightclub.
It only took 3 minutes for Obama to basically blame the American people. What would a real president have said? Take President Eisenhower, for instance. He would have simply told Americans to arm themselves under the Second Amendment. And now Obama has the nerve to call it homegrown terrorism.
As far as we can tell right now, this is certainly an example of the kind of homegrown extremism that all of us have been so concerned about for a very long time.
Obama, there is nothing even remotely resembling American values or culture in this attack. Stop using homegrown terror for your sound bites. You're clearly blaming the American people for beliefs that originate in the Middle East. They are not grown here at home. This new benchmark of the brutal slaughter of Americans on American soil is a clear indication that the FBI, DHS, and federal government are not only unable to do the job our tax dollars are funding, bottom line, they are growing the radical Islamic invasion. How about that for homegrown Obama?
Carlos the Jackal wrote a foreword to an Islamist book recently from prison. Of course, they let him do that. You know, he's got like a suite in prison. And it says that only a coalition of Islamist and socialist forces can defeat the United States. And in the Obama administration, we get a twofer. We've got them both covered, raised by Frank Marshall Davis in Hawaii, the communist, and then trained in madrasa schools. So we've got both of them in one, folded together in one. After the Benghazi attack, there were hearings in the State Department. A State Department official came out with a quote that should be in everybody's mind: the Taliban is inside the building. He's referring to Huma Abedin, Valerie Jarrett, and others who are allied closely with the Muslim Brotherhood. When Obama came in, he had all of the law enforcement and intelligence agency doctrines and training methods purged of any mention of Islamic Jihad. Imagine trying to fight World War II, but you were not allowed to say Nazi, SS, Gestapo, or Hitler because it would offend all the decent, moderate Germans. That's how crazy it is today.
Obama and anyone previously responsible or currently protecting this agenda that has breached our national security should immediately be arrested.
The transformation of America has been in the full swing ever since 2008. Now, there's no question, we got a hell of a job ahead of us. With the Muslim Brotherhood penetration in every one of our national security agencies, including all our intelligence agencies, and as been reported by some, our lead intelligence agency headed by a Muslim convert, this is not going to be an easy task.
The longer these Saudi Arabian lackeys are in power, the more Americans will be slaughtered. Stop the madness. Arm yourselves, America. Aggressively protect your First and Second Amendment rights. The globalists are bringing a war to your backyard. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
Great report by John Bowne. As you heard at the very end, he quoted retired Navy Admiral James Ace Lyons saying, we reportedly have someone running our intelligence community that is a converted Muslim. That would be Brennan. Now, John Brennan is somebody who has been a lawyer covering for Obama's policy of assassination and other issues. But I think it was very telling that he went to Saudi Arabia just recently, as I mentioned in the last segment. He said to them on Saudi television, imagine, can you ever, have you ever heard of a CIA director going to a foreign country that is being accused of assisting a terrorist act in our country? Have you ever heard of the CIA chief going? And of course, they didn't have the CIA at the time. We had Hitler and Nazi. But what if we had the CIA during the Cold War? What if the CIA chief went to Russian television and said, don't worry, there's an investigation of you spying on us or doing something to us, but they're not going to find anything. I guarantee they're not going to find anything. This is what John Brennan did. He went to Saudi Arabia, went on live television. They translated his comments into Arabic, overdubbed it in Arabic, and he said, I think the 28 pages will be published. I support their publication. Everyone will see the evidence. But the Saudi government had nothing to do with it. He's going to take care of that for them. And this is a guy, and this one of the reasons, well, besides people reporting that they have firsthand knowledge of this, look at the public acts of this man. Besides going to Saudi television this last week, this is a guy who refused to take the oath of office on the Bible. He wouldn't swear on the Bible. Now, of course, the Muslim congressman, I think it's Keith Ellison out of Michigan, if my memory serves me correctly, he would not take the oath of office on the Bible. What John Brennan did, he didn't want to pull out a Quran, so he said, I'll take it on the Constitution. But, of course, then he says, we've got to get rid of the Fourth Amendment, that Constitution that he swore the oath on. So he would not swear the oath of office on a Bible. He has gone to Mecca, to places where non-Muslims have never been allowed to go. And he also, within the intelligence community, has banned the term jihad from being used within the intelligence community. So if John Brennan is not a Muslim convert, he is a definitely doing everything he can to support what they are doing. And again, Hillary Clinton, who is has gotten 20% of her campaign from the Saudis, is telling us that the only way we're going to stop these terrorist attacks is to stop them from getting the weapons they need. She says it's essential we stop terrorists from getting the tools they need to carry out the attacks. So she's using that to argue for gun control. We have to turn this around. We have to say this is not an argument. This is not a situation that's going to be solved by gun control. It's not going to be solved by background checks. The guy was investigated three times by the FBI. He was given statewide licenses by the state. He was hired by the largest private security firm in the world. None of these background checks, including the ones where he legally bought weapons at a store, not online, as Hillary Clinton is intimating that he did. No, he bought them at a store. He had all the background checks, and he was vetted at every level, federal, state, Homeland Security, his private employer. Nobody found anything on this guy. More background checks aren't going to do it. If we can't do background checks like that on people coming in that are here, how are we going to do background checks on the people coming across the border? How are you going to have gun control if you can't have border control? So they don't want that. As I pointed out, the people who have been responsible for over half of the deadly attacks in the past decade are second-generation people like this shooter in Orlando. Why is that? Well, think about it. What are they being taught in school? They're being taught that the U.S. is bad. They're being taught by that by our federally controlled schools. They're being taught that white privilege is bad, the founders are bad, the principles this country was founded upon are bad. They've got their social justice committees that they're now setting up in schools, which sound like some kind of a Marxist nightmare. But, of course, they don't want them to identify with America. They don't want them to join America. We used to talk about how America was the great melting pot. Everybody brings something into the country, and we all mix it together, and we get something that didn't exist before anywhere else, some unique blend of all these backgrounds and cultures. They don't want that. They don't want the melting pot. They want the tossed salad. They want people to remain distinct. Because if they remain distinct and separate from each other in their own little enclaves, or in the case of the Muslims, in their own self-set up and self-maintained ghettos, because they don't want to mix with the outside people. And that happens in many cases. They encourage them not to learn the language. They want us to pay for their education in a different language other than English. So they don't even want them to have a common language with us. What was the Tower of Babel about? Oh, you separate people by language and they can't work together. They won't work together. It'll be the foundation of confusion and conflict. And that is what our government is engineering with these people who come in. That's why the second generation is worse than the first. They have no concept of the places that they came from, that even though their parents may not like, they may not feel comfortable in this culture, they know that what they came from was worse than what they have here. But the kids don't know that. And the kids don't want to be identified as American because that's got too many connotations of, you know, being connected to these white males and stuff. So let's come up with a separate identity. And that's when you get these La Raza judges that are coming against Trump. That's when you get this shooter in Orlando. Okay? These people come in like this judge, heavily pushing La Raza, push everything for the race. For people outside of the race, nothing. And he comes against Trump. It was about La Raza, just like it's about Islam for this guy. This guy mocked his classmates and celebrated at 9/11. He said, this is what America deserves. And then he shoots 50 people because the second generation hates us the most. We'll be right back.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I want to talk about the subtle ways that the media and the politicians control us with language. Just a subtle difference will make all the difference in the world. Before I do, We have a special on AlexaPure water filters. All of our filters, from the largest filters down to the shower filters, are now 20% off at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the AlexaPure filtration system that removes 99.999% of bacteria, disinfectants, volatile organic contaminants, and hormones, all the way down to the shower filter. That's for a limited time only, 20% off all the AlexaPure water filters at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, how do they subtly do this? Well, let's take a look at the Washington Post, which has really turned into a master propaganda organization lately when it comes to Donald Trump especially. They put out this story saying the Russian government hackers have penetrated the DNC, the Democrat National Committee. They stole opposition research on Trump. Oh, see, they didn't get anything on the Democrats. It's only on Trump. See how they pivot this? It's an amazing spin they put on this thing to say, oh, this wasn't, they don't want you to think about, or maybe subtly, you know, pushing this away from Hillary Clinton. You think that this is on a private server? Do you think that the Russian government had interest in Hillary Clinton's private server when she was Secretary of State? You think if they could hack the DNC's private server that they would have hacked her server? Of course they would have. We just reported last week, 50 times now, it's come out in a FOIA request, 50 times the Federal Reserve has been hacked into by multiple sources, okay? They're looking at their deliberations as to whether or not they're going to raise or lower interest rates. Because as the people said when the Federal Reserve was being created, Senator Lindbergh said, you're giving people the power to manipulate markets, to make them rise, to make them fall, to know the timing of those rises and falls in the marketplace. You're giving them incredible power and wealth to do that. And, of course, people can now hack. If you've got the right tools, you can now hack into the private discussions of the Federal Reserve and get that information. Or you can get all of the federal government's data on all of its employees. That's been done, too. So why wouldn't we think that they would get Hillary Clinton's private email server? The Washington Post spins it and says, oh, it was about Donald Trump. They're getting opposition research on Donald Trump. You think they can't get that elsewhere? You think the Democrats know something about Donald Trump that the Russians don't know? Come on. They're just trying to push you away from that. Here's another example of subtle deceit, and that's the new gun control group that David Petraeus is putting out there. They call it the Veterans Coalition for Common Sense. And they're going to be coming after the guns of veterans. And David Petraeus says this. He says, we need to do more to prevent gun tragedies. As service members, each of us swore an oath to protect our Constitution and the homeland. Now we're asking leaders to do more to protect our rights and save lives. Yes, please protect our rights and take away our guns. Please honor your oath to the Constitution and destroy it. We got Paul Ryan saying a Muslim ban is not in our country's interest, coming out and attacking Donald Trump. He's never attacked Obama like this, but he attacks Donald Trump, and he misstates it. He says, I do not think a Muslim ban is in our country's interest. Paul Ryan, oh, that is a lie. Donald Trump has never called for a Muslim ban. The Hill actually got it right. They were actually honest about this. They say Trump doubled down on his plan to temporarily ban nearly all Muslims, okay? It's a temporary ban, not to ban everybody forever. That's the way they're spinning this, okay? That's another subtle thing. But then sometimes they're not so subtle. This new article from Kit Daniels, Rolling Stone, demands a repeal of the Second Amendment. This is a constitutional lawyer, so-called constitutional lawyer, says the Second Amendment is a threat to liberty. Sometimes we just have to acknowledge the founders and the Constitution are wrong, said David Cohen in the Rolling Stones magazine. This is one of those times. We need to say it loud and clear. The Second Amendment must be repealed. Now, get rid of Rolling Stones magazine. It's a piece of trash. So is David Petraeus. Join us tonight, 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, for the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm David Knight.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.